Bug Chatter. On this show, we're going to talk about our cruise portal, cruisebug.com, cruising in the hurricane season, the advantages and disadvantages of that. We'll take a look at the Port of New Orleans, and we'll answer a reader question. Last summer, we cruised on the Carnival Fantasy, and we were in the midst of hurricane season. It was later in August. We knew that Hurricane Dean was brewing. Of course, any time during the six-month hurricane season, which runs from June 1st to November 30th, is always a bit of a risk. The Atlantic Oceanographic and Meteorological Laboratory, that's a mouthful, says that between June 1st and November 30th, approximately 97% of tropical weather occurs. So that gives you a little 3% chance that something will happen before or after those dates. There's some speculation that the start of hurricane season might be moved up to May 1st. That hasn't happened yet. Now, the same laboratory, whose name I will not say again, says that from August to October, 78% of tropical storms occur, and 96% of the major hurricanes happen. The most likely time for hurricanes and tropical storms is from early to mid-September. Now, if you go and look at prices for cruises in early to mid-September, you can often find some good bargains. That could be related to both hurricane season and the fact that school's back in session, so families won't be traveling as much. Now, whenever you travel during hurricane season, you are taking a risk. But for families, that may be a risk that's unavoidable. So, to make sure that you have an enjoyable trip, first you need to research. Read the contract. Look over your cruise line's contract. If there's weather, they can delay, they can advance, they can even cancel a cruise, they can change ports, they can change the itinerary totally. The captain's primary concern is to keep passengers and the ship safe. So he doesn't want to endanger your lives or the ship. So be aware he keeps the best interest of everybody in mind and may have to make changes. Now, on our particular cruise, we were so looking forward to going to the Costa Maya because we hadn't been there. We had plans to go visit some of the archaeological sites that we hadn't seen yet. And then Hurricane Dean came along. So instead of going to the Costa Maya, we went to Key West to kind of get behind the hurricane and come around. Well, Hurricane Dean visited the Costa Maya and totally closed down that port. We were very disappointed, although Key West wasn't bad because that's the new port for us. We were surprised that so many people ran it and raved that we wouldn't be visiting the Costa Maya. What were they thinking? It's true, it was disappointing, but avoiding danger is the first priority. Of course, you know, they wanted refunds, they wanted this, they wanted that. I don't understand their attitude at all. We figured that we can get to the Costa Maya later. It's a good excuse to go on another cruise with that itinerary. And we had no desire to be in the perfect storm or in a dangerous situation. If you are considering traveling during hurricane season, read the contract, as I already said, and consider purchasing trip insurance. And check into that thoroughly, see what it covers. The more educated you are, the less surprised you'll be. And if you know that changes can happen and you can go with the flow, great. Traveling during hurricane season might be fine for you. And statistically, your chances of getting into a hurricane anyway are not really that great, especially if you go earlier in the season. Of course, hurricanes and the weather in general are both unpredictable, so even with the best laid out plans, you could always be in for a surprise. But if you know in advance that you can deal with it, you'll still have a great cruise. We'll be right back. Going to talk about the Port of New Orleans today. Now, some people don't know that although New Orleans was devastated by Katrina, that hit mostly residential areas that tourists never visited. However, on our visit to New Orleans, We were surprised to hear over and over again from hotel managers and restaurant managers that many people aren't coming to New Orleans because they think it's underwater. It was totally demolished. There's nothing remaining, nowhere to eat, no music. That's not true. Not at all. You can help bring New Orleans back by going there and visiting, injecting your dollars into the economy, help people keep jobs. When no visitors come, that means, in addition to the already devastating effects of the hurricane, that people won't have work. New Orleans has very interesting architecture. Because we enjoy architecture, we really enjoyed that part of the city. Although, I have to say that the food wasn't too bad either. We ate more in the few days before the cruise in New Orleans than we ever did on the cruise ship. In fact, it was probably the first time that we had already gained 10 pounds before even setting foot on the gangplank. We ate at many places, Arnold's, Brennan's, Broussard's, Muriel's, Posley has a ghost, the Bourbon House, and Mother's, a little home cooking restaurant that's become a little bit touristy, but it was right across the street from Lowe's where we stayed, which is out of French Quarter, but just by a few blocks. It's actually a convenient place to stay. Not having to deal with noise that can happen in the French Quarter was good. It was right across the street from the casino. It was close to Mother's. It was easy to get to the boardwalk. It was just a very good place to stay, real close to the cruise port. Now, if you know us, you're probably thinking I'm talking about the Lowe's of home improvement fame, which sometimes seems like our primary residence. The Lowe's that I'm speaking of is the hotel, not the home improvement store. One thing that we really enjoyed during our visit to New Orleans, besides the music, of course, and the food, was a guided tour by the National Park Service. We learned about a lot of the history of New Orleans, a lot about the architecture, the people, the culture, the music. I recall it was about a 2-hour walk, and it's free. So if you have a day before, day after your cruise, I would do that first. Of course, you can do the carriage rides and just go on your own. It was recommended by our hotel manager that we be very alert at night and that we don't walk back but get a cab back, even though we're just a few blocks away. Found that a little disconcerting, but we were glad that desk clerk had our best interest in mind. And we thought they were being a little overprotective until the next morning. There was another group who were a wedding party asking the desk clerk what they should do because somebody in their party never returned the night before. So they were very helpful and gave them their options and told the group where they could go looking for. I can't remember if it was the groom or the best man, but I took their advice a little more to heart after hearing about this episode and hearing that often people go out and don't come back. Now, sometimes it's just because they had too much to drink and they got put in the jail. And while we were in the French Quarter, we saw two people arrested. I think one, my guess, it was for disorderly conduct. The other seemed to be dealing drugs. So it's a very interesting place. We'll be right back. Another question from a listener. Is there shampoo and conditioner on the ship? Well, yes, there is. That can come in individual bottles or in the dispenser in the shower. And actually, we think that the dispenser is the way to go. It's more environmentally friendly. You don't have all those plastic bottles going to the landfill. Carnival, if you've traveled with them, you know they have different types of samples. I can't remember if we got shampoo in their little basket. I do remember getting dryer sheets, a razor, and maybe some different types of lotion. It seems like a good marketing ploy for different health and beauty aids manufacturers. There's always a little basket in your bathroom. Sometimes this shampoo and conditioner is combined into one product, as is usually the case with the dispensers, but not always. Sometimes you do get your choice of each. Another advantage of it being supplied is you don't worry about having your liquids in 3-ounce containers if you're planning on keeping that in your carry-on bag. And if you're planning on just bringing full-size bottles, you save a lot of space and a lot of weight. And considering the new weight requirements, The less you can carry, the less weight you have, the better. It's so easy to overpack on a cruise, and you want to leave room to bring back souvenirs, that it's a lot of space saved if you don't have to put in a bottle of shampoo and a bottle of conditioner. On the other hand, some people have a preference for a specific brand of shampoo and conditioner, so if that's true for you, then go ahead and bring it. In my case, nobody's ever commented that my hair looks like I used the shampoo supplied by the ship, so it doesn't matter to me. And for the week or two or few days that you're on the ship, does it really matter anyway? I don't know. I think my hair's just not picky. Don't forget to visit our cruise portal at cruisebug.com. We need your help in populating the site. Please feel free to submit your suggestions for what to do in the different ports, where to eat in the ports, where to find internet in the ports. Maybe you know of a great walking tour, or you have a favorite shop that you visit that has good deals. Anything at all. If you have a favorite tour guide in the port, please go to cruisebug.com. You'll have to register to submit a port report. And not only can you submit port reports, you can also review a cruise, write a cruise journal, and even submit photos of your cabin. You can submit menus or dailies from the ship you cruised on. There's a whole variety of different activities there, and we really appreciate your submissions. And now, if you are ready to book a cruise, we have a booking engine at www.cruisebugvacations.com. If you need any advice on a cruise, need help selecting a cruise, or have any questions, and this is where you can submit reader questions, you can email us at bug@cruisebugchatter.com, and we'll help you out with whatever you need. It looks like we've come to the end of another show. Next time we'll be talking about the guaranteed cabin. We'll explain that in detail. We'll talk about the cruise line hurdy-gruten. And we'll have a listener question. Sail away!